find out.
We have it online. Did you put it on mic? Did you try it?
I thought that we did it. Let's try it.
Take your headset out, because if that thing... There we go. Check, check. Yeah, now we're good.
Check, check, one, two.
Thank you. Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for Shrimp on Deck, featuring interviews from inside the clubhouse, scores from around the International League, and the and a preview. Now, here's your host, Matt Davis.
And welcome into 121 Financial Ballpark for an absolute beautiful day here in downtown Jacksonville, Florida. Matt Davis with you for Shrimp on Deck alongside Scott Kornberg, who will be here momentarily. And it's time, almost time, for Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball as they are ready for game two of the six-game set with the visiting Gwinnett Stripers. And right now it's time to see how Jacksonville manager Darren Brown has built today's starting lineup, which is presented always by the Flame Broiler, which is the hottest franchise trend in casual dining, and they're expanding in Jacksonville. The Flame Broiler serves up teriyaki-flavored rice bowls where you build your own bowl. It's fast, it's simple, and it's healthy. The Flame Broiler, four locations in Jacksonville. And we'll start, of course, with the hometown Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Brian Miller leads off. He's in center. Peyton Burnett bats second. He's in right field. Lewin Diaz bats third. He's at first base. Nick Fortes is today's designated hitter. He is in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Lorenzo Quintana. J.J. Blade bats sixth. He's in left field. Charles LeBlanc plays third. He's hitting seventh. In the eighth spot is the second baseman, Bryson Brigman. And the shortstop, and rounding out the order for your Jumbo Shrimp, is Demetrius Sims. The left-hander Braxton Garrett gets the ball for Darren Brown and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. He will be making his third start of the 2022 season. On the other side for the Gwinnett Stripers, Ronald Acuna leads off. He is the DH today for Gwinnett. Batting second and playing third is Phil Gosselin. In the three spot is the second baseman Pat Velika. William Contreras is in the cleanup spot. He's in right field today for the Stripers. At first base and batting fifth is John Nagowski. Sixth in the seventh spot is Delino DeShields Jr. He is the center fielder, and again hitting seventh. In the eighth spot is the catcher Ryan Castile, and Justin Dean bats ninth and plays left field. On the mound for Gwinnett is Alan Winans. The right-hander comes in with no decisions and a 2.08 ERA. Shrimp on Deck continues next. Scott Kornberg catches up with a very special guest. We'll also take a look at the Major League scoreboard and the scoreboard up and down the Marlins organization. All that coming up next on Shrimp on Deck. You're listening to the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, presented by FIS.
For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WW Gate today at 904-388-2696.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. Incredible family fun.
This is Jumbo Shrimp pitcher Braxton Garrett. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Welcome back to Jacksonville. Got a special guest joining us here today. It's MLB umpire supervisor Ed Rapuano. Hey, Ed, thank you so much for the time. Really looking forward to a few days from now. 121 Financial Ballpark is going to host an umpire clinic, and that's something that you guys have done in Round Rock. And it's something that, like, I think most people don't realize is a thing. What's going on Saturday here at 121 Financial Ballpark for the umpire clinic?
Yeah, what it is it's a free one-day camp, and we are searching for young men and women, or men and women any age, actually, who would consider making making professional umpiring their career. And as it stands right now, we have 140 candidates that have signed up for Jacksonville in this beautiful venue. We're going to be here on Saturday from 8 to 12. It's a one-day free camp. I keep saying free because it's free to the public. And we just look for prospects. And if we happen to see, 10, 15, 20 candidates who we think have have what it takes, the will to do it, we actually take them to Vero Beach at the end of the year. We run about 6 to 8 of these a year, excluding the past couple years because of COVID. But last year we did one in Round Rock and was very successful, and we feel that Jacksonville is going to be just as successful. And we'll actually take those 15 or 20, however many candidates we get, and for free we fly them or drive them wherever they live to Vero Beach. We'll take 20 to 30 candidates down there from all over the country. We have a camp coming up in Indianapolis. So we do 6 or 8 of them. Orlando, we work closely with the Perfect Game at the Boomba Complex in Orlando. And we take candidates from each place, and we'll get 40 or 50 in Vero Beach. And we'll actually scholarship 15 of them or maybe even 20 to the umpire schools.
That's really wild. You kind of mentioned that you're looking for prospects. When you go to a clinic like this, I mean, obviously I'm sure people go because they're curious, because they think it'd be a great job. What are some of the things that you and maybe other supervisors might look for that would qualify somebody to maybe take that next step to Vero Beach?
Yeah, it's a great question. We look to see if they have any kind of baseball instincts, if they know the game of baseball. Not necessarily what it takes. We look for how they conduct themselves at the camp, at the one-day clinic. We look for to see if they have any type of instincts, and to see if they really want to do this. We get a lot of guys and gals, all ages, come in, even amateurs, who come to these one-day free clinics to better themselves at the amateur status. And when I mean amateur status, I mean amateur baseball. We consider all umpires throughout the country professionals. They get paid, so they're professionals, but they umpire amateur ball, and our people umpire professional baseball. But we kind of look for, a little bit of athleticism. Mobility is very important, how you carry yourself out there. Our young men, and I'm here watching 4 young men tonight, we look for what kind of field presence they have, and most importantly, are they having fun out there? People forget, it's a game. This is a game. No matter with all the technology and all the different rule changes, it's still a game. It's still, in my opinion, the greatest game in the country. So that's kind of what we look for.
This is Ed Rapuano joining us right now, Jacksonville and Durham. Coming up in a few minutes, Ed, you were here a couple weeks ago during the Worcester series, getting to look at some of the...
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is on the air.
The pitch.
High fly ball. Deep to left. Nevin looks up. We are tied.
One. Williams swings. It's a high pop-up. Right side. Foul territory. Easily makes the slot and grab. The runner's tagged. The throw home. Is it time? Oh, my goodness. What a play.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins.
2-0. The pitch.
Line shot deep into right center field. That's going to get down. It's a base hit rolling to the wall. Chavez scores easily. Pompey around second. Not stopping there. Heading to third. The relay is late. It's an RBI triple, and Jacksonville leads 2-1.
And the 0-1. Rickham Strick lifts a high fly ball to left. That one is way out of here. Obi Rickham Strick, a grand slam.
The 0-1. Fastball ripped down the line. Fair ball. Scoring from third, Bird. Pompey coming in as well. Can you believe it? It is eight last at-bat wins in the last 15 games. And this one comes from Nick Fortes.
Now let's go live to the ballpark for the call of today's ballgame. Here's Scott Crawford.
A tremendous series opener yesterday. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp narrowly defeating the Gwinnett Stripers 2-0. The fourth consecutive win for Jacksonville. And they come into play today at 6-7. Gwinnett has not scored in three games. They are 5-8. Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us, Scott Kornberg and Matt Davis. A gorgeous afternoon here in Jacksonville. Ronald Acuna Jr. has dug into the right-hand batter's box, and Braxton Garrett's first pitch is chopped over the mound. Left of second, the shortstop Demetrius Sims is there. He fields and fires to first. We're underway. One pitch and one out. It's 71 degrees and a really good dog yesterday. An hour and 54-minute game yesterday. And one pitch and one out today, Matt.
That's the fastest minor league, actually, baseball game I've ever seen. Don't know if I'll ever see another one like it, but starting off pretty on par with what we saw yesterday.
Here's Phil Gosselin, a right-hand batter, and he takes a fastball low and inside, ball one. So Acuna Jr. is DHing. He's the leadoff man for Gwinnett. Stripers are three outs away, by the way. The 1-0. Liner pretty deep into right center. The center fielder Miller angling in, plays it on a hop. So it's a leadoff, or rather one-out single for Phil Gosselin. Gosselin's now reached base in all 11 of his games so far. Gwinnett, again, has not scored in three games in a row. And the Stripers are three outs away at this moment from matching a franchise record for longest scoreless streak that was set 28 and two-thirds innings in 2016. So that's one that you really don't want to have. Here's the righty, Pat Valleca. Holds the bat low, and the pitch from Garrett, a lefty. Fastball up and away, and that's ball one. So it's Acuna Jr. DHing. Gosselin at third. Valleca at second. The cleanup man in right field is William Contreras. John Nikowski at first base hitting fifth. Brandon Shoemake, the shortstop, hit sixth. One ball, no strikes, and the pitch from Garrett. Changeup strike at the knees inside corner, 1-1. Delino DeShields Jr. in center field, seventh. Ryan Castillo does the catching. He hits eighth. And Justin Dean, left fielder, is ninth with Alan Winans on the mound. One ball, one strike. The pitch, fastball outside, 2-1. Acuna Jr., Gosselin, Valleca, Contreras, Nagowski, Shoemake, DeShields Jr., Castillo, and Dean with Winans on the bump for Gwinnett. 5-8 to start the year. 2-1 here from Garrett. First base side, stares at first, small leg kick, the pitch. And a fastball low and in. 3-1. One out man on first. And just underway here in the top of the first inning. Lorenzo Quintana does the catching. Lewin Diaz at first base. Bryson Brigman at second. 3-1. And a fastball misses outside, ball four. So Valleca walks, pushes Gosselin to second base, and here's William Contreras. Charles LeBlanc mans third today. Dimitri outfield left to right, J.J. Blade, Brian Miller, and Peyton Burdick. Really fantastic day. It's 71 degrees, bunch of big puffy clouds in the sky. The pitch, swing and a miss. Change up on the outside corner, and the count nothing and one to the right-hand batting Contreras. Very, very windy here, and the wind is blowing in from right field. Ball doesn't really carry here to begin with, so we'll see how that affects things. 0-1, swing and a foul at home plate. 0-2, I think Ronald Acuna and Peyton Burnick would both say that about yesterday's game, both hitting just missiles in the center field that, in Acuna's case, went off the wall. In Burnick's case, died in the warning track. Meanwhile, that foul ball hit Lorenzo Quintana, and he's walking down behind home plate. And Eric Reichelsberger, the trainer, is going to come out for Jacksonville along with Darren Brown. So this is an interesting situation here, the fact that Nick Forte has caught last night's game for Jacksonville. Almost never do you see a catcher catch a day game after a night game. Jacksonville does have Williams Astudillo kind of as a third catcher just in case, but Quintana says he's all right and he's going to stay in the game.
He was Astudillo yesterday doing some catching reps with Jose Ceballos in the cage near the in front of the dugout yesterday pregame. So he's been working on positioning and blocking. Who knows if we'll see him catch this series.
Lefty righty, 0-2. Line back to the screen, foul. First and second. Scoreless top of the first. Sunny day, good crowd on hand here today. It's game two of a six-game series. First day game of the year for Jacksonville. And they'll have to get used to this because coming up the next couple weeks, they'll start their series in Charlotte on Tuesday at 11:05. They've got day games on Saturday and Sunday in North Carolina. And then in Memphis, they start the series with two day games, 11:05 and 12:05, and they wrap up that at 2:05.
That'll be a lot of fun, 11 and 12 back-to-back.
0-2, fastball up and in, ball one. Yeah, it's like going back in time.
You know what? I'm really excited about that trip. I love Elvis Presley, and I've never had an opportunity to go see Graceland.
Now you've got it because there's day games. Are you so happy?
Yeah,
about
you know what? That makes it almost worthwhile.
One ball, two strikes in the pitch. Swinging a foul at home plate. Contreras battling here, and we'll do it again.
Have you ever been to Graceland?
I have.
Really?
It's fantastic.
Okay. I don't know if I really want spoilers. I'm just very excited.
Well, what can I do?
Can you say about anything about spoilers, about trips, or no? Do people are actually... Is there such thing as spoiler alerts for vacation trips?
1-2. Swing and a miss. Good changeup down and away. Strike three. Garrett strikes out Contreras. Two down here in the first. And up comes John Nagowski. It's the first punch out for Garrett. I don't know. Depends who you are. Some people like to just know nothing going in. Some people like to know everything. It's whatever your preferences are, Matt.
That's tough. That's really tough.
Can't decide.
I can't decide because I'm that guy that likes surprises, but also at times really wants to know what he's getting into.
So here's Nagowski, a right-hand batter. It's with Pittsburgh in the past. Open stance, the pitch. Fly ball in the left, not all that deep. Blade, the left fielder, coming in. Still coming, reaches up, makes the catch. Side retired. So Gwinnett is one out away now from matching a franchise record for the longest scoreless streak. They have not tallied a run in 28 consecutive innings. So in the first inning, no runs a hit. Two left. And at the end of half a frame, no score. We'll see the righty. Alan Winans on the mound when we come back on the Jumbo Shrimp Network presented by FIS.
Tractor has been an iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For nearly 60 years, we have provided innovative solutions for our clients, big and small, throughout Florida and Georgia. We hire and train the highest skilled workforce, ensuring each job is done correctly the first time, proving our motto that says, our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WW Gay today at 904-388-2696.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Middle Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jumbo Shrimp pitcher Braxton Garrett. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Braxton Garrett, scoreless top of the first. 0-0, Jumbo Shrimp come to the plate for the first time. We're in the bottom of the first. Righty Alan Winans on the mound. First base side works him a stretch, and he throws a fastball strike at the knees outside corner to the left-hand batting center fielder for Jacksonville, Brian Miller, who leads things off. So Miller the center fielder, Burnick in right field batting second. 0-1, swing and a bouncing ball foul to the backstop behind home plate, 0-2. Lewin Diaz at first base hitting third, DHing. He's in the cleanup spot. Lorenzo Quintana catches and bats fifth. J.J. Bleday in left field sixth. 0-2 on the way from Winans to Miller. Liner into left. That's a base hit. So Miller strokes it hard. 100 off the bat there. Leadoff single here in the bottom of the first. And up comes Peyton Burdick, a right-hand batter. Charles LeBlanc, third baseman, is seventh. Bryson Brigman, the second baseman, eighth. And Demetrius Sims at shortstop batting ninth. So it's Miller, Burdick, Diaz, Fortes, Quintana, Blade, LeBlanc, Brigman, Sims for Jacksonville. Righty against righty. Three infielders left of second. Winans ready the pitch. Fastball just a tad low. Ball one. Catcher for Gwinnett is Ryan Castile. John Nagowski holds on Brian Miller, who swiped 36 bases last year at first base. 1-0. Miller runs. Pitch is high. Throw to second. Not nearly in time. It skips into center field, and Miller will take third. Miller around third, gets a stop sign. The center fielder DeShields Jr. gets it into the infield, and the Jumbo Shrimp have a runner 90 feet away now with nobody out. Counts 2-0 on Burdick after the stolen base and E2. Jacksonville, by the way, had four steals the first 11 games of the year. On Sunday in Durham, they had five in that game alone in the first four innings, and so picking that up today, Miller swiping the bag. Infield's back, second baseman Pat Valenka left of second. Gosselin at third, shortstop is Shoemake. The pitch, up and in, and hits Burnick on the left hand or wrist area, I believe. Goes out in front of the home plate area, walks on down to first base. That's a painful spot to get hit in.
You can actually hear it from up here, the contact, and that definitely sounded like it got a little bit of bone, as you see both Darren Brown and Eric Reigelsberger on the way down to first to check on Burdick. But yeah, he's walking it off. But yeah, that's not a nice place to get hit. And something I noticed earlier when Miller went to third on the throw to center, Justin Dean is in left field. And remember his rocket from yesterday? They were struggling to pick the ball up in center field. Normally, with the ball halfway out in center, you'd see them send the runner. But I think Darren Brown saw that it was Dean that picked the ball and said, hold on there, big boy. Stay there after what he did yesterday. Let's see if we can get you home in a couple other batters. We're still in the first inning. We got time to try to plate you. But that's something I noticed. I wonder if they're going to stop running on Dean after yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, the throw that he had obviously was spectacular. And kind of cool watching him in left field right now. He's talking to some of the fans out there. The bad news for Jacksonville is Burdick is going to come out of this game. So he's looking at his right hand. Eric Reigelsberger, we always joke with him, listening, we don't want to have to say your name. We don't want to see you. You're just supposed to be in the dugout, and he's come out twice now in two innings, and Burdick is going to come out here with first and third and nobody out in the bottom of the first inning. No score, and Burdick hit by a pitch. And we'll see what Jacksonville wants to do. They've got Norel Gonzalez on the bench today. They can probably shift Charles LeBlanc to the outfield and put in a guy like Joe Dunand. It's going to be Dunand who's going to come off the bench and run for Burdick. But that's obviously really terrible news because Burdick has been so good this season for the Jumbo Shrimp. In fact, he scored the most runs of any player in the league. So Dunand is going to pinch run here.
And we'll see what Jacksonville elects to do defensively. My guess is that they'll move LeBlanc from third to left. Pitch to Diaz. Hit well. Deep to right to the corner. Contreras back. It is gone. Lewin Diaz, a three-run home run. And Jacksonville has a 3-0 lead. Three batters into the bottom of the first. That was a monster shot from Diaz into the bleachers and right. And three batters in, it's 3-0.
Well, Diaz is always, I feel, one swing away from something quite spectacular. But you just kind of felt the air maybe shift out of the ballpark a little bit when Burdick went down. And Diaz pumped some air and oxygen right back into this team and this crowd. And what a way to do it.
Cortes takes a breaking ball, low ball one. So I would think Dunan would probably play third, LeBlanc and left, and Blade moving from left to right, but we'll see. One ball, no strikes to Fortes, and the pitch from Winans. Hard hit ground ball just fouled on the third baseline. 1-1.
And Darren's got to be a little bit creative. You look at who's available, Nurel Gonzalez, Williams Astudillo, and Eric Gonzalez, and now even Joe Dunan. I haven't really seen those guys play any outfield position, so he's probably got to do some shuffling with some guys that are already in and maybe try to put in one of those bench guys into one of those infield positions.
1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. 3-0 Jacksonville. Burdick hit by a pitch, was removed from the game. Lewin Diaz fouled with a three-run home run. And he hit the ball so high that it didn't register the distance. The 2-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Three balls and one strike.
When we saw how high it was hit, it almost looked similar to yesterday when that ball was hit down the right field line, because that one looked like it could have been a home run off the bat, and that just kind of died on the warning track.
3-1. Low ball four. So the first four have reached against Alan Winans. A rocket single, hit by pitch, a missile home run, and now a walk. And that'll draw some action out to the mound for Gwinnett. It's going to be Mike Maroth, former Detroit Tiger, who is going to come out to the mound and talk it over with Winans, who's been really good to start the year, but rough start to this. Gwinnett, pretty quick meeting. Runner on first, nobody out. Already 3-0 Jacksonville in the first. Here's Lorenzo Quintana. The pitch, fastball strike at the knees outside corner, nothing and one to the righty. When in outfield, Dean DeShields Jr., Contreras left to right. Jumbo Shrimp in their new uniforms, the light blue tops. The 0-1. Line shot behind second, diving spear to his left. Valenka gets up, only play is to first. That's where he goes for the out. Fortes goes to second base. Another ball scalded off Winans. That was 102 off the bat from Quintana. A one-hopper behind second. Valenka, tremendous play. Diving to his left to snare it. Got up quickly and threw out Quintana at first. So one away, and here's the left-hand batting J.J. Blade. But really rocky start to this game for Alan Winans. Out of Bakersfield, former Mets farmhand. And the pitch, breaking ball low and in ball one. So it's a baby blue jersey, Jumbo Shrimp Florida logo, upper left breast, red number, navy trim on the back, no name, white pants, and the navy caps for the Jumbo Shrimp, the flexing shrimp logo on the front. 1-0. Fastball strike at the knees inside corner, 1-1. Runner on second, one out, 3-0 Jacksonville here in the first. Winans ready at the belt. Outfield the other way. And the 1-1. Fastball in near the hands on the inside corner. Called strike two by Matt Brown, our home plate umpire. David Arrieta, the crew chief at first. And Derek Thomas is the third base umpire today. Good umpiring crew. 1-2. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt. Strike three. And there's the second out of the bottom of the first. First strikeout for Winans, and then I'll bring up the righty Charles LeBlanc. Going into the arched across the chest and green with navy trim stripers. Navy number, green trim on the back, no name. The pitch, breaking ball, strike at the belt outside corner, nothing and one. Gray pants, obviously, and the navy caps for Gwinnett with their home plate stripers logo on the front. No balls and one strike, and the pitch, fastball, bottom of the zone, inner half, called strike two. Shrimp up three in the first. Two out, runner on second. Outfielder step the other way on LeBlanc. Slight close stance. Holds the bat low. 0-2. And downstairs with a changeup for ball one. Bryson Brigman on deck. Winans first base side, set near his belt. Very light-colored mitt, almost white. Here's his 1-2. Fly ball, pretty deep to left. Dean going back in front of the video board. Runs out of room. It's a home run. Charles LeBlanc. The second homer of the inning for Jacksonville. And the Jumbo Shrimp lead 5-0 in the first.
Charles LeBlanc this season is every single baseball thrown to him must look like a beach ball. He is absolutely destroying pitches that are thrown his way. And they're not just getting over the fence. They are absolute moonshots. And credit to that fan in the red shirt, ball cap. He caught that on the fly. Yeah. That's an even better grab by that fan.
Take that, Justin Dean. Highlight real play. Fastball up and in. Ball one to the righty Brigman. No, LeBlanc is... Six of his 11 hits this year, been 1,000. The 1-0, and a breaking ball is high, 2-0.
It's Charles LeBlanc's world. We're just living in it.
5-0 Jacksonville. Alan Winans has been rocked so far. I mean, even the outs have been scalded against him. 2-0. Swing and a miss ahead of a changeup on the outside corner. 2-1. There is some movement down the right field line near Gwinnett's bullpen. Some guys starting to not throw, but stretch a little bit. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Another changeup on the outside corner. 2-2. And now somebody is going to get up and throw. Single hit by pitch. Three-run homer. Walk. Scalded ground out with a diving stop. The 2-2. Fastball downstairs. Check swing and appeal. He went around. Says Arrieta, the first base umpire. Sign retired. But the balls put in play in the inning, every single one of those has been a minimum of 100 miles per hour. The average exit velocity is in the low 90s. So Jacksonville's hit the ball really hard. Winans punches out Brigman to end the first inning. And Jacksonville gets five in the frame. Five runs, only three hits. Nobody left. At the end of an inning, 5-0 Jacksonville on the Jumbo Shrimp Network presented by FIS.
Don't strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241, Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Whether you're getting a group or friends, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark. Join ViStar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, ViStar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday home game when showing their ViStar credit or debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's ViStar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
This is Jacksonville outfielder Peyton Burden. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Jacksonville, a five spot in the first inning. First pitch is bounced foul by Braden Shoemake. A one from Braxton Garrett, line foul to the screen behind home plate. And the count 0-2. 5-0 Jumbo Shrimp over Gwinnett. It's Shoemake, DeShields Jr., and Castile here in the top of the second against the southpaw Braxton Garrett. 0-2. Breaking ball low and away for ball one. Defensive changes. Joe Dunand is playing third base for Jacksonville as expected. Charles LeBlanc has moved from third to left. The 1-2. Little roller down the first base side to the right of the pillow. Diaz fields underhand flip to the pitcher Garrett for the out. 3-1 put out. And there's one down to start the second in a 5-0 game. And here's Delino DeShields Jr. who was with the Marlins for a good portion of spring training, right-hand hitter. Left to right field, J.J. Blade, but obviously we hope that Peyton Burdick is all right. If you're just joining us, first offering here, fastball, letter high strike. Burdick was hit by a pitch in the hand, it looked like, in the first inning. 0-1, fastball just a tad inside, 1-1. And he left the game right after that. Jacksonville got a three-run homer from Lewin Diaz. 1-1. Bouncing ball back to the mound. Speared by Garrett near his right side. Runs halfway to first. Underhand flip to Diaz. And there's two down here in the second. And up comes Ryan Castile, a righty. And then Charles LeBlanc getting a two-run home run in the left center field. So Justin Dean, what a spectacular defensive player. But so far, the defensive highlight in game two is from that fan and the home run by LeBlanc. Fastball up and away, ball one. Catching it in the air. Dean yesterday threw from the right field corner all the way to third base on a fly. It was incredible. 1-0. Sharp ground ball towards short to his left. Sims fields back up second. Close to first side, retired. That's a really easy inning for Braxton Garrett. And by the way, this is now the new record for the Gwinnett Stripers. Longest scoreless streak at 29 1/3 innings. They have not scored since almost a week ago at this point. The Stripers shut out Saturday, shut out Sunday, and now shut out Tuesday into Wednesday. So it's been a long time. Nothing across for Gwinnett in the second. At the end of an inning and a half, Jacksonville 5, the Stripers nothing. On the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball in New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Andrew from Waterford.
5-0 Jacksonville, bottom of the second. Demetrius Sims leads off, a righty against Alan Winans, and Winans throws a fastball strike at the knees outside corner. Nothing and one. Sims, Miller, and Burdick, 9-1-2 in the order against the right-hander from Bakersfield, California, who went all the way across the country, the 0-1. Swing and a miss and a changeup on the inside corner. 1-1 to play college ball. So Winans went to Frontier High School in Bakersfield and then from there to Campbell University in Buies Creek, North Carolina. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. 1-2 to Sims. Outfield pretty shallow on Sims. The other way as well. The 1-2. Grounded foul down the third base side. Kind of a crazy thing about Campbell University. So the home plate part of their ballpark is actually in Lillington, North Carolina. The 1-2. And at some point in the outfield is actually the town border between Lillington and Buies Creek. And so you can hit a home run there into the next town. One ball and two strikes. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball on the outside corner, strike three. Winans has his third strikeout. One down here in the second. Jacksonville leads by five. Here's Brian Miller, left-hand batter. So I don't know exactly where that border is, but there's some parts of the ballpark that are in Lillington and some parts are in Buies Creek. So Miller, a left-hand batter. Campbell's also got one of the great nicknames in sports, the Fighting Campbells. Pitch to Miller, and there's a breaking ball low and inside. Ball one, and if you've ever seen the camel, you know that he's angry. He's an angry-looking camel, certainly not a friendly-looking camel. The 1-0, way inside with a fastball. Two balls and no strikes. Outfield the other way. And the pitch. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball. Down below the zone. 2-1. Winans ready near his belt. And the pitch. Breaking ball low and inside. 3-1. So apparently the Camel's nickname dates back to a really chilly December night in 1900. 3-1, fastball up and away, ball four. So that's the third free pass of the game. 2 walks, 1 hit by pitch that Winans has issued. 1-out base runner here, and 5-run Jacksonville lead. Here's the righty, Joe Dunan, who's 5 for his last 6 with 3 doubles. So a guy named J.A. Campbell had his sleep interrupt and found himself running towards the Flames. The pitch, fastball strike at the knees outside corner, nothing. And one of the little academy he'd worked so hard to build in Buies Creek, North Carolina, over the previous 23 years. And Campbell University was burning down. The founder and first president, J.A. Campbell. And so in the days following, you know, he had built this from the ground up over 23 years. 0-1, Miller runs, pitches flown out to shallow left center, long run for the left fielder. Dean still coming, slides and makes an incredible catch. Justin Dean continues to be a highlight reel in the outfield, coming into really shallow center field from left field to make a sliding grab. The ball popped out of the transfer. But there's two away. Miller back to first base on an outstanding play again from Justin Dean. I mean, if that's anybody's ball, it's the center fielder's ball. But he is so good. I mean, that's an incredible play again. Here's Lewin Diaz, a lefty. The pitch. Fastball outside. Ball one.
He got a great read on that ball. And if you saw, Miller was running on the pitch. He was at second when Dean made the sliding grab. The way Dean got up, seemed like he was going to throw to first to try to double him off.
Miller knows he's got to get back. 1-0, wave and a miss. Breaking ball down and in, 1-1.
After yesterday, you could be in some real trouble if you're too far off the bag and a ball fly ball goes to left field today.
Well, and Justin Dean is really one outstanding player. Throw to first base, Miller dives back in. You know, it's easy to see the greatness of Lewin Diaz or Ronald Acuna, right? They're outstanding hitters. It's those guys like Justin Dean, those excellent defensive players, that those are the ones that it takes a little bit more focus, a little bit more nuance to understanding their greatness. But he is really fantastic. 1-1 and a changeup, letter high strike on the inside corner, 1-2. So anyway, after this big fire, Campbell, the founder of Campbell University, was really distraught. He stayed all day in bed. Miller runs 1-2. Line foul to the screen behind home plate and will do it again. Like, literally would not leave. And so a man named Zachary Taylor Kivett, architect and contractor, who lived about 6 miles from the Buies Creek Academy, when Campbell University was named at the time, attempted to console his dear friend. So he went into the house, tried to get him out of bed, said, "Hey, J.A., why are you in bed?" 1-2 coming to Diaz here from the former Campbell. Campbell, the pitch, fastball outside, 2-2. And he said, "Time's wasted. I thought Campbell's had a hump on them." Following month, he had constructed temporary classrooms in what became known as Kivett Hall. Pitch is yanked foul on a line down the first base side, net of play. 2-2. Actually still stands as the university's iconic centerpiece. Those words of encouragement, "I thought Campbell's had a hump on them." The legend has it that is where they get the nickname. Runner goes, 2-2. Fastball low and in. Throw to second is way late. No chance. Miller swipes his second bag. Jacksonville's got seven steals in the last three games now, after four in the first 11. And so that little phrase is how Campbell became known as the Fighting Campbells. 3-2 in the pitch. Rocket down the right field line. That's a base hit rolling all the way to the wall in the corner. Miller scores easily around third. Diaz heads to second. A three-run homer in the first. RBI double in the second. It's 6-0 Jacksonville.
Right now, it's the Lewin Diaz and Charles LeBlanc. The offense really just provided by those two guys. That must make us the Fighting Charles Diazes.
Well, coming into play today, pitch to Nick Fortes righty. Fastball is high, ball one. Between their runs scored and runs driven in, not double counting a home run in which you get obviously one of each, Lewin Diaz and Peyton Burdick had accounted for almost half of Jacksonville's offense this year, 47%. It's been their show quite a bit. The 1-0, wave and a miss ahead of a changeup on the inside corner. 1-1, and if you add in Charles LeBlanc's, I mean, you're talking about almost exactly half the offense. The 1-1. Sharp ground ball left side, right at the shortstop, Shoemake, who fields, throws to first base, and that retires the side. Another run for Jacksonville. They do it on one hit, and one runner left on base. At the end of two here in Northeast Florida, Jumbo Shrimp 6 and Gwinnett 0. Stripers haven't scored in more than 29 innings. We'll be right back on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and fun days presented by Baptist Health. And tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
Looking for a new place to hold your office meetings, corporate luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally? 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite. We have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or david@jackshrimp.com.
Six nothing Jacksonville in the third, and Justin Dean, Matt, the excellent defensive player, leads off.
First pitch home, Dean swinging right away, hits a lofty fly ball to right. Wynn takes it and carries it over towards the netting right above the right field Gwinnett bullpen. There is strike one. Braxton Garrett continues his fantastic outing today. 9-1-2, Justin Dean, Ronald Acuna Jr., and Phil Gosselin. Infield and outfield straightaway for Dean. And the 0-1 home, Dean swings, jam shot, little looper, shallow right field. Brigman has it in his eyesight, makes the running grab in shallow right field. And the second baseman corrals out number one in the inning. And that big roar from the crowd here at 121 Financial Ballpark means that it's time for the rehabbing Ronald Acuna Jr. to step in. Currently 0-for-1 today, grounded out to the shortstop Demetrius Sims his first time up. First pitch home from Garrett, and Acuna swings hard through a fastball at the letters on the outside corner, and the count is 0-1 to Ronald Acuna Jr. A monster double yesterday ran down. It could be some positive signs for the Atlanta Braves to take away as they check out their 24-year-old superstar who's rehabbing a torn ACL. 0-1. That fastball misses just a hair off the outside edge. And that's an even one ball and one strike count with one away here in the top of the third. 6-0. It's been all Jacksonville since the first pitch in the bottom of the first inning. 1-1. And that breaking ball runs a little bit inside. Acuna takes, and it's 2-1. Ronald, the oldest of three brothers. His younger two siblings also playing professional baseball. 2-1. And Acuna takes another slider. This time it's down and inside around his shins. And it's 3-3. Luis Angel Acuna, the middle brother in the Texas organization, playing with High A Hickory this year. Garrett rocks and deals the 3-1. And Acuna takes a fastball. This time it's a called strike. On the outside corner, and Acuna walking down to first. He's actually staring at the home plate umpire, a little bit shock and awe. That was called a strike. It was on the upper outside corner, right at the letters. Top of the strike zone, and now he steps back in with a full count. And Garrett deals the payoff pitch. And that fastball is outside, and this time the home plate umpire, Matt Brown, actually nods when Acuna looks back at him to make sure it was ball four this time. So Ronald Acuna works his way aboard for the first time today with a leadoff walk here in the top of the third inning, and that brings up the third baseman, Phil Gosselin, who singled his last time up. Younger brother Brian Acuna in the Twins system playing overseas. The first pitch, Acuna takes off. And the catcher, Quintana, will hold on to it. It was called ball one, misses inside. And Ronald Acuna dives head first safely, and there's his first stolen base with the Stripers. And if you take a look at yesterday and today, he's 285 days ago. He tore his ACL. But he's looking good so far. Garrett spins and throws back to second. It's off the glove of Brigman and out to center field. And Ronald Acuna will go to third, and he can walk there as Brian Miller throws it in And it's cut off by Lewin Diaz. Not sure if that'll go down as an error on Brigman. It was right at his chest. It just hit off the tip of his glove and kicked out to center field. So Acuna now moves to third. What possibly is an E4 pitch home to Gosselin is a fastball that hits the strike zone out or half. And it's an even one ball and one strike count. The 1-1 home. And Gosselin takes an inside corner breaking ball just a hair low and out inside. And it's now 2-1. 6 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for Jacksonville. No runs, 1 hit, 1 error for Gwinnett as the 2-1 comes in. It's low in the dirt, smothered by Quintana. There's ball 3. Now 3-1. And Gosselin swings. It's a high fly ball left field. LeBlanc under it. Makes the catch in middle deep left. The throw home is offline, and Acuna will score easily. So it's a sack fly for Phil Gosselin, and the Stripers are on the board. That makes it 6-1. So good job by Phil Gosselin doing what he needs to do. Not too much with it, just had a pitch inside. Rocked a fly ball to left. Now 2 outs on the board here in the top of the third, and it's 6-1 as Pat Valaika steps in. Walked his first time up. And the first pitch home to the righty, Valaika. And there's an off-speed pitch that just misses inside. A 1-0 home. Valaika swings and hits a fly ball to left again. LeBlanc retreats to his left, back pedals a couple feet, and he makes the grab. And there's out number 3. 1 run, no hits, 1 error committed, and nobody left on base for the Stripers in their half of the third inning. We go to the bottom of the third inning with Jacksonville out in front of Gwinnett by a score of 6-1. You're listening to the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network presented by FIS.
Security Center USA believes security for your home or business should not break the bank. They make it easy to become a client with unmatched purchasing promotions and pricing, such as $0 down commercial installations and residential systems starting at just $199 installed. Customer service is their highest priority. Security Center USA provides lifetime technical support for any system they install. The most cutting-edge technology is available today from Security Center USA. Visit their website at securitycenterusa.com.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
The Jumbo Shrimp's proudest tradition is back. The club will be hosting 5 military appreciation nights throughout the season, May 22nd, June 26th, August 4th, August 23rd, and September 22nd. Active military members, veterans, and their dependents will receive free tickets in person at the Miller Electric box office in advance or the day of the game. In addition, at 121 Financial Ballpark, the Jumbo Shrimp offer active military and veterans $7 dugout reserve and $5 field reserve tickets. Teamed in Miller Electric box office with a military ID.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Max Meyer. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Back here at 1-2-1 Financial Ball. First pitch home from Alan Winans. Runs inside and plunks Lorenzo Quintana like on the elbow. So Quintana works a free pass the hard way. An inauspicious start for Alan Winans to the start of the Jumbo Shrimp half of the third inning. First pitch he throws, he plunks Lorenzo Quintana. Now that brings up J.J. Bleda, who swings at the first pitch and rips a fly ball foul left side. That one is way out of play. And the count is nothing and one to Bleda. Strikeout victim his first time up. Winans kicks and deals the 0-1, and Blade swings through a fastball at the letters for a strike, and it's quickly nothing and two. 6-1 our score. Here in the bottom of the third, it's quickly 0-2. Infield and outfield straight away. Quintana off first, the 0-2. Blade takes a fastball high and away. And that makes it 1-2. Well, Gosselin, the third baseman, was playing on the right side of the infield. He's now moved over to the left side. Now the infield also playing straight away. 1-2, and Blade takes an off-speed pitch low. And it's an even 2-2 count. And J.J. Blade with Lorenzo Quintana on first. There's a man throwing in the Gwinnett bullpen. And the 2-2. Blade swings. It's a little flare. Left side. Wynn has it, and it's carrying it foul left side, and that's out of play. So still 2-2 on J.J. Blade. It is Nolan Kingham. Right-hander throwing in the Gwinnett bullpen down the right field line. Pitch home again, and Blade tanks. That fastball just goes under his hands. Inner half of the plate, and it's now a full 3-2 count. Quintana off first, was hit by the first pitch of the inning. Blade ready. Winans, J.J. swings, it's a fly ball. Shallow right center, DeShields went back, now he races in, and he makes the running catch. And shallow right center field for out number one in the inning. You can tell how much the wind is blowing in as that one had DeShields slow up and then had to really get himself going again, running faster as he got to more shallow right center field. And that'll bring a mound visit. Matt Tuiasosopo out of the Gwinnett bullpen, and he's pointing down the right field line. He almost wanted the right-hander. But now Kingham is turned around and started walking backwards. There are a couple of players out there, and I don't know if it's an injury. They brought the trainer out there, the pitching coach, and now Winans is off the field. But it's not really a conventional mound visit. They're out there with the trainer, the pitching coach, so now Nolan Kingham will come in. And to the extent of why Winans with the early exit after really getting Blade to fly out, it wasn't really, didn't look like anything was wrong with him. He didn't really labor through any innings. Obviously not his day through the first two, but he looked as if he was getting a little bit more comfortable here in the third. But there is a pitching change, and that means that Owen Kingham will have free range to take as long as he wants. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get you more information about Nolan Kingham. When we return, 6-1, Jumbo Shrimp lead the Gwinnett Stripers on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network from FIS.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look their mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both, and an attorney will personally meet with you? I am John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Offices Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Don't want your little piggies to get cold on the way to the market? Be one of the first 2,000 fans at 121 Financial Ballpark on April 23rd for our Scampy Sock Giveaway presented by 121 Financial Credit Union and Darley's Plumbing. Tickets are available on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Back at 121 Financial Ballpark, pitching change. Nolan Kingham in, first pitch home to Charles LeBlanc. It's a breaking ball that misses outside. The count is 1-0. Quintana on first. Blade flew out. Pitching change. Nolan Kingham in. Lorani kicks and deals the 1-0. LeBlanc swings. It's a little looper to left. That one is down for a base hit. Quintana takes a big turn to throw in from Dean. One hops in to Pat Valleca covering the bag. And there's a single for Charles LeBlanc. He's 2-for-2, and Quintana almost got caught too far off of second.
That's not the man you want to test his arm, as the Jumbo Shrimp already have seen what Justin Dean can do. And now Bryson Brigman steps in. He's 0 for 1 today. He's got two Jumbo Shrimp on base. With only one out, a 6-1 lead in the third, the pitch home. Brigman takes a front door breaking ball in the inside corner for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Kingham, a 6'4", 210-pound righty from Las Vegas, a 12th-round pick in 2018. Checks Quintana twice, comes home the 0-1. And Brigman takes another off-speed pitch in her half of the plate, and it's called a strike as well. Well, it's quickly 0-2 to Bryson Brigman, who is 0 for 1 with a strikeout. Trying to build their lead, the 0-2, and Brigman swings through a fastball for strike three, and there's out number two in the inning. And for Kingham, that's his first strikeout. For Gwinnett overall, that's their fourth. After yesterday, where they didn't have a strikeout till sixth or seventh inning, the seventh inning, this is a nice change of pace for them that they're actually getting some strikeouts.
Yeah, and it came on the automatic strike to Norel Gonzalez, which was pretty wild.
First one we've had here as well. First pitch home to Demetrius Sims, and there's another breaking ball taken at the knees for a called strike. That's quickly 0-1, and it's a little bit of fresh air for the Stripers as Nolan Kingham has come in, and he's gotten ahead of every hitter he's faced so far. 0-1, and Sims swings early through a bender that falls off the table. Right below the knees, around the shins, and it's quickly 0-2. No balls and two strikes. The pitch home, and Sims takes another changeup inside, and that makes it 1-2. Gwinnett plays their infield. Three men on the left side of second, one on the right. John Nagowski alone on the first base side of the infield. Kingham Rennie kicks and deals the 1-2. And Sims takes a fastball, running high and away. And makes it 2 balls and 2 strikes. That fastball coming in at 95 miles per hour. 2 on, 2 out. 5-run Jumbo Shrimp lead, the 2-2. And Sims emergency swings an off-speed pitch and spoils it foul to the netting behind home plate. And he stays alive and will redo the 2-2 once more. Pitches for Winans today. The 2-2 fastball misses outside as it cuts the left-handed batter's box in half vertically. And that runs the count full, 3-2. So Quintana and LeBlanc will be taking off on the pitch. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes to Sims in the pitch home. And Sims takes a bender that just misses, and Jacksonville has them loaded. We go to the top of the order for Brian Miller, who's seeing the ball incredibly well today. Single and scored in the first, walked and scored in the second. He's also stolen 2 bags today. He comes up with 2 outs, a 5-run Jumbo Shrimp lead, and the bases full of Jacksonville runners as the first pitch comes in, almost hits him. Fastball way inside. The ball one, and just as Nolan Kingham comes in, quickly retires 2 hitters. He's kind of lost a little sense of the strike zone after that Sims walk. And the 1-0. Miller swings and hits a rocket foul on the ground down the first base line. Little out in front of that breaking ball, and it's even 1-1. And Kingham throwing from the first base side of the rubber. He's ready. Glove at the chest. Lowers it to his belt. Checks at second. The 1-1. And Miller tanks. Fastball running on the inside corner at 95. And it's 1-2. Kingham still able to work ahead of the Jacksonville hitters that he's faced so far. Comes set again. The 1-2 to Miller. And Miller reaches out. Swings. It's a fly ball. That is foul down the left field line. That one would have been some trouble. That was heading to the corner. That could have easily played it to Jacksonville runners, but instead will reset and do the one ball, two strike pitch once more. Two gone in the inning. Bottom of the third, 6-1 Jacksonville. Nolan Kingham ready. Reliever of Allen Winans. The 1-2 again, and that one, another fastball runs inside, and again, almost hits Brian Miller. Actually came pretty close to hitting just the jersey as the wind is... It's taking the jersey from Brian Miller, and it's kind of given him some slack on the front part of his body. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch home from Kingham. And that fastball misses inside again. And we're full once more. Three balls and two strikes to Brian Miller. Nowhere to put Miller. We'll see if the runners take off with the bases loaded. I would imagine so. Infield and outfield. Straight away to Miller. Kingham set. The payoff pitch. And Brian Miller swings. It's a high fly ball to right. Contreras is back. Now he comes in from the warning track. And that wind just pulled that ball back into 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. It looked really good off the bat. But it's a deep, hard fly out to right field. And that ends the inning. No runs for Jacksonville. One hit. No errors committed. And three runners left on base. We go to the fourth inning with Jacksonville leading Gwinnett here on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network presented by FIS.
When injury or trouble finds you, what do you look for in a lawyer? A lawyer recognized as a board-certified expert in civil trial? What about a lawyer who doesn't look to charge you for every stamp, photocopy, or mile traveled? What if I told you we offer both and an attorney will personally meet with you? I am John Phillips. Give me a call, 444-4444, or visit floridajustice.com. Office is Jacksonville, Jacksonville Beach.
Don't want your little piggies to get cold on the way to the market? Be one of the first 2,000 fans at 121 Financial Ballpark on April 23rd for our Scampy Sock Giveaway presented by 121 Financial Credit Union and Darley's Plumbing. Tickets are available on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Back at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. As we start the top of the fourth inning, it's 6-1 Jacksonville. Maxton Garrett returns to the mound. He'll face the 4-5-6 hitter, starting with William Contreras, first pitch home. It's a bender that works its way from the back door outside corner over the middle for a called strike. And the count is nothing and one. Pitch home. Contreras takes a fastball on the inside corner, and that one's called a strike as well. It is quickly no balls and two strikes on William Contreras, who's 0 for 1 so far today. He struck out swinging in the first inning. The 0-2. Breaking ball swing and a hard line drive to left. Coming in is LeBlanc. He slides, and he makes another incredible catch. Boy, today has really been the Charles LeBlanc and the Lewin Diaz show. What more could you ask for from these two players? Both with the bat, and it's Charles LeBlanc with the glove here in the fourth inning. A fantastic sliding catch for out number one here in the fourth inning. That brings up John Nagowski, the first pitch home. Nagowski takes a changeup just low below the knees for ball one. Six runs, five hits, one error for Jacksonville. One run, one hit, one error for Gwinnett. The 1-0 from Garrett, and a swing and a hard ground ball up the middle. Brigman has it at second, collects, fields, and fires over to Diaz at first, and there is out number two in the inning. Three men on the right side, one on the left as Braden Shoemake struts to the left-handed batter's box. He's 0 for 1 today. Outfield straight away, the pitch home from Garrett. And a slider, big swing and a miss from Shoemake as that pitch ends up on the outside edge of the plate. Miss strike one. 250 hitter is Shoemake. One home run, one RBI. Garrett from the line, the 0-1. The lefty Shoemake swings and hits a little tapper foul. It hits off the plate, then his left shoulder and trickles just to the left of the home plate area. And it's quickly 0-2. Two gone here in the top of the fourth inning. Jacksonville a monster lead, 6-1. The 0-2. Another slider. Shoemake swings. It's a fly ball to right. Blade retreats to the track. He makes the running catch approaching the right field foul line, but it's in fair territory in the corner. And there's out number three. A very quick inning for Braxton Garrett. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. To the bottom of the fourth we go here in Jacksonville. It's the Jumbo Shrimp 6 and the Gwinnett Stripers 1 on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network from FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class. Hall.org today.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Andrew from Waterleaf Elementary. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball presented by FIS on ESPN Radio 690.
Back at 121 Financial Ballpark for the start of the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch home. Big swing and a miss by Joe Doonan. The count is nothing and one. It's the 4-4-4, 4-4-4-4 fourth inning brought to you by the law offices of Phillips and Hunt. Kingham Rennie, the 0-1. Doonan swings again, reaches out and misses. Early out in front of a slider that falls off the table down and outside. It's quickly 0-2. Be sure to visit floridajustice.com. Number to call, 904-444. Pitch home. Doonan swings. It's a hard ground ball foul down the left side. We'll reset to the 0-2 again. Number 904-444-4444. Phillips and Hunt committed to justice. 6-1, Jumbo Shrimp in front of the Stripers. Kingham set the 0-2 again, and Doonan takes an off-speed pitch that falls in the dirt. And it's now 1-2. Three men on the left side of the infield, one on the right for Doonan. The 1-2, Doonan swings and hits a hard ground ball off of his shin. He is wearing a shin guard on his left leg, but it's always the case that when you wear those protective gear, it always the ball always finds a way to hit. But Doonan looks to be okay. Again, 6-1 our score. Doonan into the box, slightly open stance from the right side. The 1-2, he swings. It's a ground ball left side, backhanded by Valleca. Throw to first, across his body is in time, and what a great play by Pat Valleca at second. Retire the first batter this inning. That's Doonan. And another man you don't want at the plate right now. It's the Charles LeBlanc and Lewin Diaz show. And It's time for Lewin Diaz, who comes into this at bat 2-for-2 with four RBIs and two extra base hits. First pitch to Lewin. He takes a fastball inside for ball one. Three men on the right side of the infield, one on the left. Phil Gosselin pulled from third base. He's playing up the middle, the 1-0, and Diaz takes a slider down and inside, and that makes it 2-0. The 2-0, fastball inside, corner. Diaz thought it was off the edge, and Matt Brown, the home plate umpire, says no, it got the edge. That's 2-1 now. And the pitch home to Diaz. He checks his swing. Off-speed pitch away. And it's 3-1. So again, Phil Gosselin, the third baseman, pulled to the right side of the infield. Shortstop Shoemaker alone on the left. The pitch home. And that fastball nips the inside corner for a called strike. And that makes it a full 3-ball, 2-strike count with one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Outfield straight away. Kingham ready. From the stretch, the payoff pitch home, and Diaz swings and hits a rocket. Foul to the right side. That one is out of play. Now let's see where it falls. Just about 100 feet shy of the Vistar shrimp net down the right field line. Still on Diaz. Kingham is ready. The right-hander kicks and deals the second payoff pitch, and Lewin swings. It's a fly ball to right field. Over to his left is Contreras, but making the grab is the second baseman, Valleca. Here the right field bullpen of the Stripers. So that's a fly out to the second baseman. That one really got up there, and that's quite a distance for Valleca to run. Should have been the right fielder's ball, but with that dramatic shift, Valleca might have actually been closer to the ball, and he ends up making the catch as Nick Fortes comes up. 0-for-1 with a ground out and a walk on his line today. And the first pitch to the righty, Fortes. He swings hard and hits a soft tapper foul to the left side. And the count is 0-1. Wind is still gusting. It's now shifted, blowing towards left, but just blowing to the side, not blowing out. The 0-1. Fortes swings, hits another hard ground ball foul to the left side. And it's quickly 0-2. Now it's blowing in from right towards the left field berm in foul territory. 0-2 to Fortes. Checks his swing, but it's called a strike anyway. Slider works its way over the middle, and Fortes goes down looking for Kingham. That's his second strikeout and the fifth overall. And that ends the inning. A quick 1-2-3 fourth inning. That was the 4-4-4 fourth inning brought to you by the law offices of Phillips and Hunt. Be sure to visit floridajustice.com. The number to call is 904-444-4444. Phillips and Hunt, committed to justice. Back for the fifth momentarily on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network from FIS.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights with $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. Picture Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric Box Office, or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Middle Electric Box Office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Affordable family fun never stops at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, a personal service representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com. Again, that phone number is 904-358-2846.
Back for the fifth inning, 6-1, Scott, and it's been all Jumbo Shrimp since the first inning.
Yeah, Braxton Garrett back on the mound. First pitch to Delino DeShields Jr. is knocked back to the screen foul. Nothing in one. You're right, five in the first for Jacksonville, one in the second. Gwinnett scored a run in the third inning. It stopped their scoreless streak mercifully, the 0-1. Breaking ball a little bit inside. One ball and one strike. Stripers had not scored in 30 innings on the dot until that run. 1-1. Fastball inside, ball two. Either way, still 6-1. It's all Jumbo Shrimp trying to win their fifth consecutive game. The pitch, side corner. 2-2. Kind of a wacky year. Jacksonville lost 5 of 6 to start the season here at home. The 2-2. Rounded to third to his left. Dunan Fields takes a step, throws to first for the out. So the Shields retired. That's 6 in a row. Sent down by Braxton Garrett. It's a walk in the third. That'll bring up Ryan Castillo right here. Then they kind of struggled. They lost 2 of the first 3 in Durham. All of a sudden, it's been an offensive explosion since Friday's game, including today. The pitch to Castile, breaking ball low and inside, ball one. Jacksonville has outscored their opponents 37-10. They've outhit them by a margin of 52-17. The 1-0 fly ball deep down the line and left to the corner. It is curling foul. The wind really hooked that ball. And the count 1-1 with one out and nobody on in the top of the fifth. It's a 6-1 Jacksonville advantage. They've also out-homered their opponents 9-1, and they rank in the top 10 in all of minor league baseball in those three categories over the last 4 games. 1-1. Swing and a miss and a fastball in the outside corner. 1-2.
And Quintana thought it was strike 3. Threw it down.
Well, I always, you know, you never know. We go by the scoreboard in this, and in Durham, it was wrong a lot. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. There it is. So Quintana can throw it to third. Two down here in the fifth. And up comes Justin Dean.
That's actually only the second strikeout by Garrett today. Braxton Garrett taking a page out of Gwinnett's book from yesterday. Not many strikeouts, but a lot of contact made.
6 outs on the ground today. The pitch. Fly ball down the line and right. Slicing foul and out of play into the Gwinnett bullpen, which is in foul territory. There is a righty throwing. Brandon Brennan is on the bump. Okay. 0-1. Fly ball into center, not deep. Miller, the center fielder, to his right, settles under it, plucks the ball out of the air. Side retired. 1-2-3 inning for Gary. He's set down 8 in a row. Nothing across for Gwinnett. And halfway home in Jacksonville, the Jumbo Shrimp have the lead. 6-1 over Gwinnett on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Hey,
Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family and Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
This is Andrew from Waterleaf Elementary. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball presented by FIS.
New pitcher for Jacksonville. It's Brandon Brennan on the mound. 30-year-old righty. Originally a White Sox farmhand. First pitch to Lorenzo Quintana, righty. Fastball low and inside, ball one. So Brennan, 6'4", 207 pounds, was in the Red Sox last year. Mariners before that, the 1-0. Three-quarters fastball is popped foul on a line. First base side and out of play. 1-1. Quintana, Blade, and LeBlanc here in this fifth. Three infielders left and second. And the 1-1. Fastball low and inside. Two balls and one strike. So Jacksonville has yielded only one hit. We talked about their hitting in the top of this inning the last four games. 2-1. Grounded down the third base side and foul. 2-2. How about the pitching? Season's first 10 games, Jacksonville starters had an ERA of 7.85. And Braxton Garrett is in the process of making it four games in a row now of no more than one earned run. 2-2. Change up down and in, and count is full. So it's two earned runs for Jacksonville, three total over the last 16 and one-third innings. And they're starting pitchers. 3-2. Liner into right center. That's a base hit. Really good piece of hitting by Quintana, who's on for the second time in this game. He's 8 for his last 12. Leadoff man on for Jacksonville. Here comes J.J. Blade, a lefty. So the Jumbo Shrimp right now really have everything rolling for him, because their bullpen has also worked. First pitch. Blade rockets one deep to right. Contreras near the wall. This one hits off the bottom of the wall. Quintana will stop at third. Blade goes to Villa's second and third with nobody out. Already ahead 6-1 in the bottom of the fifth. So Jumbo Shrimp the last four games, they rank in the top 10 in minor league baseball in hits, runs, and home runs. Their starting pitching ERA is below one. And their bullpen over the last couple days has worked 12 and one-third consecutive scoreless innings. So they are doing everything well. Infield is halfway. Righty LeBlanc comes in. The pitch, fastball low and inside, ball one.
Somebody want to call that fan with the red shirt, red hat out in left field, see if he'll camp behind the right underneath the Ascension St. Vincent's video board out there.
He's out there. I see him. He's near the light pole. The 1-0. Fastball strike at the bottom of the zone. 1-1. So he's challenging Charles to try to hit a further home run.
The way the wind's blowing, he might have to stand where the foul pole is.
The 1-1. Fly ball deep to left. Dean going back near the wall. Leaps. It's gone. Charles LeBlanc with his second home run. Jacksonville blows it open. 9-1 here in the fifth.
At what point do we just tell the opposing left fielders, just stand on the other side of the fence?
Charles LeBlanc is 3-for-3 in this game. And on the season, he's 13-for-35. OPS near 1,100. And the pitch on the way to Brinkman. Grounded towards short to his right. Shoemate. They'll field and throw to first for the out. So Brennan came in and gave up a single, a hard hit double, and then LeBlanc's second home run. I mean, he's just out of this world right now.
It's a video game. Life is a video game to him right now.
The pitch to Sims are right. He's swinging a miss and a fastball below the zone. Nothing in one. So LeBlanc today is 3 for 3, 2 home runs, and 6 RBIs. The 0-1. Fastball in tight, 1-1. He had 5 RBIs all season coming in. Not that that's been an issue. He's been hitting the ball like crazy. The 6 RBIs matches a career high. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Change up below the zone. 1-2. That's actually, ironically, from the very end of last year, October 3rd at Sugarland. And the 2 home runs also matches that game as well. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So you can just call this another October 3rd for Charles LeBlanc.
He's a human cheat code right now.
Well, I just think, you know, today's incredible. 2-2. Fly ball deep down the line and right to the corner. Curling foul. And we'll do it again. So 7 of his 13 hits are for extra bases. 3 doubles and 4 home runs. I mean, that's just really difficult to do, especially in this ballpark. This is where he's done most of his damage, not necessarily in Durham. He had a quieter trip. But he's just been a force here in Jacksonville. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Grounded foul near the first base dugout of Gwinnett. So another 2-2 upcoming in this 9-1 game. One out, nobody on in the fifth. Jacksonville hit a home run in 5 consecutive games. The 2-2. Changeup is low and the count is full. That leading into Saturday. Did not homer Saturday. Did not homer Sunday. Did not homer yesterday. And to make 3 home runs so far. Outfield the other way. 3-2. Flying into center. Back a bit to Shields Jr. He plays very shallow. Well shy of the warning track. He'll pull up and make the grab for the out. So 2 away. Sims retired. Here's Brian Miller, a left-hand batter. By the way, just saw Ronald Acuña Jr. go back into the tunnel behind the first base dugout. So presumably 5 innings. He's done again. Even though his spot's set to lead off the 6th. Pitch to Brian Miller. Fastball up and in, ball 1. Nine runs, 8 hits for Jacksonville. 1-on-1 for Gwinnett. 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt, ball 2. You tuned in last night. You maybe heard about Winston-Salem. The Reynolds Building is a model for the Empire State Building in New York. 2-0. Fastball outside, ball 3. Well, Acuña's come back out of the tunnel with a bat, so maybe he'll hit in the 6th. We'll see. And Brandon played for the Winston-Salem Dash in 2015. 3-0. Fastball up and away in the top of the zone. 3-1.
You know, you had to think that since he's DH'ing today, that they do want to get him as many swings as possible.
3-1. High chopper hit to first. One high hop to the first baseman, Nagoski, who gloves near his right shoulder and veers to his left to the pillow. Side retired. Jacksonville gets 3 more runs on 3 more hits, the biggest one being a Charles LeBlanc home run. At the end of 5 innings, all Jumbo Shrimp right now, 9-1. The Jumbo Shrimp Network presented by FIS.
Strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241, Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Kids can feel like the pros after each Sunday Jumbo Shrimp home game. The Jumbo Shrimp invite kids to run the bases at 121 Financial Ballpark following the game. Also, each Sunday contest will feature free face painting and balloon animals. It's Sunday Family Fun Days presented by Baptist Health, and tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Jumbo Shrimp at 904-358-2846.
This is Jacksonville pitcher Max Meyer. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Max Meyer dominated yesterday for Jacksonville. Braxton Garrett has picked up the torch, top of the sixth, 9-1 Jacksonville. And Ronald Acuna Jr. will bat here to start the sixth inning. Top of the order for Gwinnett, Acuna Jr., Gosselin, and Valenka. Pitch from Garrett. Breaking ball inside. Check swing and appeal. He did not go around. 1-0. Acuna Jr. was really great. He was dapping up fans yesterday while he was playing right field. The 1-0. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner. 1-1. He signed a slew of autographs, including, you know, the last fans in the ballpark, two young boys begging for a signature. He went over and signed. 1-1. Liner foul down the right field line and out of play. 1-2. He posed for a few pictures as well. He's, you know, guys like that who just get it. A little simple like that, how much it can mean. 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Change up on the outside corner. Strike three. Garrett punches out Acuna. And there's one away. That's nine in a row put down by Braxton Garrett. Third strikeout, by the way. And here's Bill Gosselin.
He put a little feather in his cap saying that he struck out a two-time All-Star, Silver Slugger.
Yeah, Acuna Jr. is 0-2 against him today. pitch on the way to Gosselin. Breaking ball strike at the knees outside corner, 0-1.
Yeah, I know at this level it's all real competitive. But you wonder if something like that crosses Garrett's mind.
The 0-1. Fastball up and in. One ball and one strike. And there was a reporter here, a Braves reporter yesterday. And he asked, you know, can I get a quote from a player, 1-1. Change up, strike at the knees outside corner, 1-2. It's 9-1 Jacksonville, one out, nobody on in the sixth. About, you know, maybe being in awe of playing against Ronald Acuna. And no, like this is professional baseball. The 1-2, foul, first base side and out of play, and we'll do it again. Because these guys, you know, they recognize how great he is, obviously. Nobody's out there saying, man, this guy's not good because he's an outstanding player. But these guys are also, most of them in the major leagues in the past, on both sides. The 1-2, foul over the screen behind home plate. And you have to be so good. You can't do that by being in awe of somebody else and afraid to face them. I thought that was a weird thing for this reporter to ask. The 1-2, swing and a foul at home plate, and we'll do it again.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, at this level, we've seen so many guys go up and down and up and down, and you'd think they'd end up facing him maybe at least once with the Marlins.
Not to say that they don't think he's incredible. They do, the 1-2. Flying out into left field. Fairly deep, playable, though, for LeBlanc. A few feet in front of the warning track. He'll reel it in. And there's not to say that they don't even fear him. If they're a pitcher and he's, you know, coming in to bat. Obviously, you know that if you play the Braves, as Braxton Garrett did last year, you know the scouting report is tailored to him. And last year, obviously, Freddie Freeman. This year, Olsen and Albies and all those guys. But these guys aren't looking at him like, oh, my gosh, it's Ronald Acuna. He's a peer. The first pitch, swing and a foul into the mid of the catcher, Quintana, in the count 0-1. And again, they know he's a great player, but they're also going to compete against him. That's their job, especially in AAA. The 0-1. Brandon towards second base. Brinkman to shuffle to his left. Collect, straightens, throws to first, and that retires the side. Oh, it's just autopilot right now for Braxton Garrett. He has set down 11 in a row. Nothing across for Gwinnett here in the sixth. And at the end of 5.5 innings, it's Jacksonville 9, the Stripers 1, on the Jumbo Shrimp Network presented by FIS.
More money, work harder. Open a yield pledge checking or money market account today and start scoring some of the most competitive rates in the country right off the bat. To get started, visit a financial center near you or find us online at tiaabank.com/shrimp. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are excited to announce 5 regular season dates for Forever Vets, Canines, and Crustacean Dog Days. Fans are encouraged to bring their furry friends on April 24th, June 7th, also presented by Jacksonville Jeep, July 10th, August 3rd, and September 21st. Dogs are admitted free as long as their human companion buys a ticket. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
It's a bird. No, it's a plane. Nope. It's another Jumbo Shrimp Saturday giveaway. Hey, Crustacean Nation, make sure you are one of the first 2,000 fans at 121 Financial Ballpark on Saturday, July 9th, for our Comic Hero Hawaiian shirt presented by Swisher. TicketShrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Home half of the sixth, 9-1, 2-3-4 in the order against the righty Brandon Dunand first. And he takes a fastball low and away, 1-0. Dunand, Diaz, Fortes, righty, lefty, righty. 5 in the first for the Jumbo Shrimp. 3-run homer for Diaz, 2-run bomb for LeBlanc, 1-0. Fastball inside, ball 2. 1 in the second, the Diaz RBI double. Gwinnett got their lone run on a sacrifice fly in the third. 2-0. Breaking ball low and away, ball 3. And then LeBlanc just bashed a 3-run homer in the fifth. Fastball inside corner at the thighs, 3-1. Well, it's hard not to think of Gwinnett. Obviously, they used to be owned by the Braves. 3-1. Breaking ball low, ball 4. Leadoff walk here to Dunand. And up comes Lewin Diaz, a lefty. But they're only about, depending on traffic, right? Anytime you're talking about Atlanta, you got to worry about the traffic. But they're only roughly, if all is well, 45 minutes to an hour, I believe, outside Atlanta. So it's hard not to think about them and not think about the Braves. And not think about, obviously, the legends. The pitch to Diaz, swinging a foul at home plate. Nothing in one. Like, Chipper Jones is from the bowl school here in Jacksonville. Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, John Smoltz, Steve Avery, Braxton Garrett, for example, growing up in Alabama, was a Braves fan as a kid. A lot of connections, the 0-1. Swing and a miss and a changeup below the zone, 0-2. Three infielders now right of second. Nobody out, man on first. 9-1 here in the sixth inning. Outfield a bit the other way. And the 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Greg Maddux is probably the guy I think that you talk about modern Braves that the average fan would maybe think of first. Obviously, if you're going back to the 80s, you talk about Dale Murphy. Before that, Henry Aaron. Before that, Eddie Matthews. I mean, it's been a great tradition. 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes. I don't know if people realize this about Greg Maddux, but he's, you know, everyone knows he's obviously a highly intelligent guy who didn't throw hard, but he just knew how to pitch. There's all these great stories about him as a thinker, really, a prankster. 2-2. Fastball outside. Check swing and appeal. No swing, and the count runs full. And he began his career with the Cubs. And so when he was with the Braves, these guys will fly all around and they, you know, get off wherever the next hitter is. 3-2. Fastball outside, ball four. So back-to-back walks to begin the sixth. Pushes Dunan to second base. Diaz out for the third time. Here's Nick Fortes. It's 9-1. Jacksonville up big here in the sixth. So you get to the next city, and, you know, even in these private jets that these guys fly in, chartered flights, you know, they go to the baggage claim to get their bags. So all these players, the pitch on the way, breaking ball, outside ball one to Fortes, and Castile, the catcher, is going to go out to the mound to talk it over with Brennan. They all have team-branded bats. So if you were to go to the Jumbo Shrimp Clubhouse, you'd find every player's got a Miami Marlins bat. If you were to do that in the Stripers Clubhouse, and I'm sure it's the same thing. Everyone's got a Braves bat. One. Greg Maddux. He began his career with the Cubs, and he kept that Cubs bag with all this stuff in it through his time in the Braves. And one time, one of his teammates asked him about it. 1-0. Golfed in the air down the right field line. Not all that deep. Contreras angling in, has to go into foul territory. Can't get there and lands in foul ground for strike one. So all these bags are popping out. Braves bag, Braves bag, Braves bag, Braves bag. All of a sudden, Cubs bag pops out. Maddux grabs it. Again, while playing for the Braves. One of his teammates goes, why do you have a Cubs bag? You've been playing for the Braves now for a long, long time. And Maddux kind of looked at him, and he smirked a little bit. One ball, one strike, and the pitch. Fastball is low. 2-1. And he said, every bag that comes out, you have no idea if it's yours. I see the Cubs bag, I know it's mine. And I can get on my way. And that was what he did. Two balls and one strike. And the pitch. Liner pretty deep to left. Irwin going back, a little bit shy of the warning track. He'll make the play for the first out. Dunan back to second. Diaz to first. One away in the sixth. And here's Lorenzo Quintana. It's 9-1 Jacksonville over Winnett. And because he was Greg Maddux, the Braves never said anything about that. Matt Tuiasosopo is out to the mound, and there's a righty up in the bullpen. I believe it's Michael Tonkin.
That looks to be number 53, jogging in for Gwinnett.
Brad Brock, man. Misread the number. So a new pitcher, regardless, we'll tell you who it is when we come back. It's all Jacksonville right now, 9-1. First and second and one out here in the bottom of the sixth. It is Brad Brock. We'll tell you about the side-arming righty, formerly of the Orioles and the Mets, when we come back on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family and Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
New pitcher Brad Brock, he throws a fastball outside to Lorenzo Quintana. Bottom of the sixth, 9-1. First and second for Jacksonville. They're up big and one out. 1-0. Ground ball towards short to his left. It's fielded by Shoemake. Goes to second for one. Relay to first. double play, side retired. 6-4-3, and Jacksonville strands a man here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, one runner left on base. The end of six, Jacksonville a 9-1 lead over Gwinnett on the Jumbo Shrimp Network presented by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
From 9-1 Jacksonville over Gwinnett, Matt. And in the top of the seventh inning, Braxton Guerin is going where no Jumbo Shrimp starter has gone so far this year.
And he's pitched incredible today as he'll start things off with William Contreras. Excuse me. First pitch home from Garrett to William Contreras. He swings. It's a soft bouncing ball. Foul down the third base line. And I think it's a real credit, Scott, to just see when they came home after that Durham series, it just seemed like they turned a switch on. 0-1. Contreras swings. It's a hot shot on the ground left side. Sims has it on the ground at short. Throws offline at first. But a great play by Lewin Diaz. He makes the catch, jumping off the bag at first. And swatting a tag down on William Contreras, 3 put out, avoids an error and puts the first out on the board. But overall, you take a look up and down this Shrimp lineup, and you see how they've played yesterday and today, the first two times being home since that Worcester series. There just seems to be a different swagger about them. So the first pitch home to John Nogowski is a fastball that misses down and inside, and the count is 1-0.
Yeah, well, we talked about it, right? They're not doing anything wrong. Their starting pitching has been great. Relief pitching has been great. Hitting has been insane.
1-0 home. Nogowski takes a fastball inside, just a hair off the inner half of the plate. And it's now 2 balls and no strikes. 9-1, 8 hits. The Jumbo Shrimp 1 for the Stripers. The 2-0 comes home from Garrett. Nogowski takes an off-speed pitch tailing outside, and it's quickly 3 balls and no strikes. For the first baseman, John Nogowski, 3-0 home. There's a get-me-over fastball by Braxton Garrett. It hits the inside corner for a called strike, and it's 3-1. Wind is still gusting here as the 3-1 comes home, and Nogowski takes a called strike again on the inside corner. As John Nogowski takes two steps towards first and has to pull a quick U-turn back to the right-handed batter's box. And the payoff pitch coming home from Garrett. Slider swung at and missed by Nogowski way out in front of that off-speed pitch. And he goes down looking as the fourth strikeout victim by Braxton Garrett today.
Yeah, and it looked like Nogowski talking a little bit with home plate umpire Matt Brown there, probably about that 3-1 pitch. I think he felt it was a ball. And you could see the frustrations on the other side for Gwinnett. Things are great right now for Jacksonville on their way to their fifth straight win. And Gwinnett scored one run in the last four games.
Now Brandon Shoemake takes a first pitch fastball at the knees for a called strike, and it's quickly nothing and one. Shoemake today 0-2, flew out in the fourth and grounded out in the second inning. The 0-1 home from Garrett, and another big swing and a miss. He was way late on that Braxton Garrett fastball, and it's quickly 0-2. Two outs here in the home. And Shoemake swings. It's a looping fly ball, and that falls down in front of Charles LeBlanc in left field for a two-out single by Braden Shoemake, and that keeps the inning alive for the Stripers here in their half of the seventh. Now Delino DeShields Jr. to the plate. He's 0 for 2. Yesterday, he was 1 for 2 with a single, a ground ball double play, and a walk. So he's 1 for 4 in this series so far. The first pitch to the righty DeShields. He swings and hits a fly ball to the right side. That one is way out of play. And the count is nothing and 1. That one at 91 miles per hour from Braxton Garrett. The infield and the outfield are playing straight away to DeShields. Runner on first, two outs. The 0-1. And DeShields takes a changeup at 86, running on the inside edge for a called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. And Scott, something that we've seen from Braxton Garrett, I saw it at home. You saw him as in his last start on the road, but he seems to be attacking the zone a lot more in this start. The 0-2 comes home to DeShields. He swings. It's a little pop-up right side. Diaz on the run, and he'll run out of real estate as that one hits four rows up from the tarp down the right field line, and it's still 0-2.
And that first inning was really dicey for him, and he did walk a guy, put first and second up. He struck out Contreras. That was a huge moment in the game, and did walk Acuna in the third. But other than that, he's been really strong to this point.
0-2 pitch again home, and DeShields takes a fastball high and away. That makes it 1-2. There is a right-hander tossing down in the Jacksonville bullpen.
Jeff Brigham.
I'm glad you saw that, because Tommy Evald is standing right in the way of the man throwing in the bullpen. The 1-2 home to DeShields, and he takes that fastball just a hair low below the knees, inner half of the plate, but it's called a ball on Delino DeShields Jr. Shoemake leads from first. It's an 8-run deficit for Gwinnett. And the 2-2 home. Slider swing and a bouncing ball left side. Doonan gloves at third, throws across, and it's picked out of the dirt by Lewin Diaz. And there's another breezy inning for Braxton Garrett. Just one hit, no runs, and one man left on base. Stretch time here at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. We go to the bottom of the seventh with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp comfortably out in front of the Gwinnett Stripers, 9-1. You're listening to the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network, presented by FIS.
The first time, proving our motto that says our employees are the best in the business. Our team is on call 24/7 for your commercial and industrial service needs. Call WW Gate today at 904-388-2696.
Nothing quite like sneaking out of the office to watch some baseball. The Jumbo Shrimp have several Yuengling business person specials this season on April 20th, May 11th, June 22nd, and July 6th. Fans can receive a 16-ounce Yuengling can or a small fountain soda, jumbo hot dog, chips, and field reserve seats for just $20. Fans can upgrade to a dugout reserve seat for $23. For more information, visit jackshrimp.com or call 904-358-2846.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
This is Campbell from Waterleaf Elementary. You are listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN Radio 690.
Back here for the bottom of the seventh. First pitch home by Brad Brock. Lede swang and fouled it off up and over the grandstand roof, and it went out of play. And the count is 0-1. To J.J. Lede. It's 9-1. The 0-1 comes home, and J.J. takes a breaking ball down and inside And that evens it up 1-1. Nobody out. An 8-run lead for Jacksonville. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Brock's 1-1. And Blade swings. It's a little number back to the mound. Brock quick off the mound. Picks it up and fires on over to Nagowski at first. And there's out number one to start Jacksonville half of the seventh inning. And here is Charles LeBlanc. This man is playing a video game right now with life. 3 for 3, 2 home runs today, 5 runs batted in. On the first pitch home, LeBlanc swings hard through a fastball at the letters. Outside corner, and it's 0-1. Jacksonville, 8 hits. Charles LeBlanc has 3 of them. The 0-1 home. As LeBlanc takes that one in the dirt, another fastball, and it's even 1-1. Infield and outfield straight away. Justin Dean slowly making his way on the other side of the left field fence, just in case, as the 1-1 comes home. And Charles LeBlanc takes a changeup on the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 1-2. Outfield straightaway. Now time is called as a ball got on the field down the left field line. Dean will jog over, tosses it back onto the berm, and we're ready to play. LeBlanc back in. Brock ready, the one got back up the middle and out to center field for a base hit. How about that? Charles LeBlanc, 4 for 4, a single, a double, 2 home runs. He's a triple shy of the cycle. 5 runs batted in. And Scott, today, he has 10 total bases.
And it's just, again, this is a guy that people didn't expect this from him. He's always been a good hitter, but.
First pitch home to Brigman. Taking low and outside for ball one. He's 0 for 3 today.
And this is just something that he's turned into just a force.
1-0. Brigman swings hard, hits a stuff chopper foul, trickles towards the third base dugout of the Jumbo Shrimp. Even 1-1. And you're right, as you said, he's kind of been historically just one of the guys at the bottom of the 40-man roster. Now he's getting what seems to be like a chance to make a name for himself. 1-1 as Brigman takes a breaking ball in the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 1-2. He's having his number called a lot by manager Darren Brown, and he's making the most of his opportunities. And that's what it's about.
And also willing to play anywhere to do it, right? Outfield.
1-2. Brigman swings, gets a piece of it, fouls it off to the netting behind home plate to stay alive, and it's 1-2 still.
Third base, second base, and in the outfield, in which he'd only played in 18 games in left field before this year, his entire career. So he's already done that 3 times in the first. This is game 14 today. You know, unselfish guy hitting and in the field.
1-2. Brigman waves and misses. Off-speed pitch down and inside. Bryson 0 for 4 today. For Brad Brock, that's his first strikeout of the day. Well, that brings up Demetrius Sims, the first pitch to him. He swings. It's Dan Roof out of play to the front of 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. And it's quickly 0-1. 9 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Jacksonville. 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error for Gwinnett. The 0-1, and Sims takes a bender down and in the dirt outside, even the count, 1-1. And that's Jeff Brigham throwing. 3 infielders for Gwinnett on the left side of the infield, 1 on the right. Outfield straight away. 0-1-1, and Sims takes a high outside fastball, and that makes it 2-1. To 1 home, Sims swings hard, hits a ground ball foul right into the third base dugout of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. And it's 2-2. 8th home game of the season for Jacksonville. I have to say, out of all 8, this has got to be up there. It's one of the top 3 times the weather has been perfect as the 2-2 is found to the netting behind home plate. And it's still 2-2.
75 degrees, sunny and 75, you know, good breeze. Obviously, Jacksonville up 9-1 has made it a treat for these fans as well.
2-2. Sims swings again. This time hits a soft ground ball as it trickles down the third baseline. Heads foul, and it's still 2-2. Yeah, there hasn't been a bad weather day so far this season at home for the Jumbo Shrimp. Where you just kind of look out and say, yeah, this weather's not real good baseball weather, but it's been perfect. As the 2-2 again comes in, and Sims swings and fouls that off behind the plate and stays alive. And it's still 2-2. Sims in a real battle here. That was pitch number 7 of the at-bat. Brock ready. Runner Sims takes inside an off-speed pitch, and that runs the count full. 3-2. Charles LeBlanc on first. 2 outs in the inning. Payoff pitch. And Sims swings again. Fouls that off to the netting behind home plate to stay alive. And it's still 3-2. Taking a look around the International League. Louisville and Iowa are final. The Bats take the 3-2 win over Iowa. Brock Rennie, the payoff pitch. Sims waves and misses a slider down out of the strike zone. So back-to-back strikeouts are how the seventh inning ends for Jacksonville. No runs, one hit, one man left on base. We go to the eighth inning. Jacksonville leading Gwinnett 9-1. You're listening to the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network from FIS.
Luncheons, holiday party, or even your pep rally, 121 Financial Ballpark will get your group away from the mundane and over to the ballpark for a refreshing and unique experience. The Jumbo Shrimp want to help you host an unforgettable event, whether on the field, in the batting cages, wheelhouse lounge, our spacious concourse, or even a suite, we have the space for your next event. Also, with an in-house executive chef, nothing is out of the realm of possibility when it comes to food. We're happy to work with you to create the perfect menu. And if you can think it up, we can make it happen. With a prime location at the sports complex and our top-notch catering services, make your next office meeting, corporate lunch, holiday party, or pep rally a memorable experience at 121 Financial Ballpark. For more information, contact Director of Promotions and Special Events, David Ratz, at 904-374-4774 or David at jackshrimp.com. Don't want your little piggies to get cold on the way to the market? Be one of the first 2,000 fans at 121 Financial Ballpark on April 23rd for our Scampi Sock Giveaway presented by 121 Financial Credit Union and Darley's Plumbing. Tickets are available on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 9846.
Back at 121 Financial Ballpark, it's time to start the top of the eighth inning, and it's time for Jeff Brigham. So the day is over for Braxton Garrett. He goes 7 innings, allows only 1 unearned run on 2 hits with 2 walks and 4 strikeouts. Brigham will deal with the 8, 9, and 1 hitters in the order. Ryan Castile, Justin Dean, and for now, Ronald Acuna Jr. First pitch home from the righty, Brigham. Castile swings. It's a high bouncing ball foul down the third base line. And it's quickly 0-1. Infield playing to pull with Bryson Brigham, the second baseman, up the middle. The 0-1 home from the righty, Brigham. And that breaking ball just misses high and inside, even the count 1-1. Brigham 1-0 this season with an 8.31 ERA. This is his 5th appearance. They've all come out of the bullpen. More in a 3rd total inning so far. The 1-1. Castile swings. It's a high fly ball left field. LeBlanc is back, drifting towards the warning track, and he reaches over his head and makes the catch about 3 feet away from the wall in deep left field, right in front of the R.J. Young sign. There's a long, loud out number one to start the eighth inning for Gwinnett. That brings up Justin Dean. 4 1/3 total innings for Brigham this season, now 4 2/3. 4 earned runs on 7 hits with a walk. The first pitch home, Dean takes a front door breaking ball for a called strike. Inside corner, and it's 0-1. 5 strikeouts, opponents hitting .368. That average will drop a little bit with the flyout of Ryan Castile. The 0-1, and Dean takes a high fastball, goes over the glove of Kin 1-1. There is a right-hander getting loose in the bullpen for Gwinnett. It's number 45. Brigham set from the stretch. He kicks and deals the 1-1, and Dean swings hard through a fastball at the letters, and it's 1-2. Infield and outfield straight away for Justin Dean. Brigham set, glove by his ear. The 1-2, slider taken down and in the dirt outside. And that evens the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes. William Woods, 6'3", 190-pounder from Trenton, Tennessee. 23rd-round pick in 2018. He's warming up in the bullpen for Gwinnett. The 2-2. Dean swings, gets a piece of it as it goes to the backstop. He stays alive. Another slider heading down and away. Quintana quick out of the crouch. Thought it might have been a drop third strike, but instead it's waved off as a foul ball by Matt Brown, the home plate umpire. Ronald Acuna on deck. And the 2-2 from Brigham. And he gets Dean to swing and miss through a high outside fastball. And there's out number 2 in the inning. First strikeout for Brigham, the 5th by Jacksonville pitchers today. That brings up Ronald Acuna Jr. for the 4th time today. He's 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Seeing the ball really well, though. Made some good contact. The first pitch home, he leans back out of the way at a high inside breaking ball, and the count is 1-0. 9 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Jacksonville. A run on 2 hits with 1 error for Gwinnett. 1 ball, no strikes, the count. Brigham from the third base side of the rubber fires in the 1-0 pitch. And that front door breaker doesn't catch the inside edge, and it's called ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes on Ronald Acuna Jr. Infield and outfield straight away. Jeff Brigham ready, kicks and deals the 2 of it as it goes to the backstop on a foul tip, and it's 2 balls and a strike on Ronald Acuna Jr. 2 outs in the inning for Jacksonville. They'll have the top of the order, 1-2-3, Miller, Dunand, and Diaz due up as Brigham comes set in the stretch. And the righty deals the 2-1. Breaking ball, Acuna swings hard, hits a pop-up. Right side, foul territory. Diaz near the first base dugout. He'll run out of real estate as it hits on the fan side of the netting right on top of the first base dugout. So a couple of fans scrambling for that souvenir. Foul ball by Ronald Acuna on a rehab assignment from the Atlanta Braves. A little over 280 days after tearing his ACL, he's back. And he looks like he hasn't missed a beat. Hit a hard double yesterday. Ran down a couple of balls in the outfield. He stole a base today. And he's looking really good. That knee's holding up. A 2-2 home. And Acuna takes a high fastball to fill the count. 3-2. Ronald Acuna Jr., the son of former major leaguer Ronald Acuna Sr., oldest of 3 children. The payoff pitch, he swings, it's a hard line drive right at the shortstop, Demetrius Sims, who takes it out of midair, and that'll end the inning. A hard line drive hit by Ronald Acuna, nothing to show for it. 3 up, 3 down, no runs, no hits, nobody left on base for the Stripers in their half of the 8th. We go to the bottom of the 8th with Jacksonville leading the Gwinnett Stripers by a score of 9-1. You're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network from FIS.
At the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Back at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark for the start of the bottom of the eighth inning. Brian Miller steps in, takes a first pitch fastball outside corner for a called strike. The new man on the mound, William Woods, the 0-1. Miller swings through a hard fastball high and away. It's quickly 0-2. Two pitches, two strikes out of the right arm of William Woods. Brian Miller ready, the 0-2, and time is called. And Woods working very quickly from the windup. And Miller called time before the delivery, and he was granted time by home plate umpire Matt Brown. The 0-2 once more. And Miller swings through a hard fastball at 96 miles per hour for strike three. And there's out number one in the inning. Some hard fastballs from that rocket of a right arm. And that'll bring up Joe Dunan, entered as a pinch runner earlier in the ballgame from Peyton Burdick. First pitch to the righty, Dunan. He takes breaking ball down and inside for ball one. A 1-0 from the windup, and Dunan takes an inside off-speed pitch for a called strike. One ball and one strike with one away. 9-1, Jumbo Shrimp out in front of Gwinnett. Infield and outfield straight away, the pitch home. Dunan swings hard through a 97-mile-per-hour fastball. That one was a little up and in, but around the letters, and it's quickly 1-2. Now they'll shift pull in the infield. Three on the left side, one on the right, with Pat Valleca, the second baseman, up the middle on the third base side of the infield. 1-2 from the windup home, and Dunan takes a changeup on the inside corner for strike three, and he goes down looking. So very quick work of the first two hitters by William Woods. Two strikeouts since entering the game, and he brings the Gwinnett pitching total to 9 strikeouts as Lewin Diaz steps in, and they'll play him to pull with 3 infielders on the right side. The first pitch home, and the lefty takes an off-speed pitch below the knees for a ball, and it's 1-0. And the 1-0 pitch from the windup, and Diaz takes a fastball at 96 right down the middle for a strike, and it evens the count 1-1. Two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tommy Eveld warming up in the Jacksonville bullpen. Pitch home. Fastball outside and low. It's 2-1. Glove at the belt for Woods. Windup begins. The 2-1. Diaz swings. Lifts a little blooper up and over the grandstand roof. And it's out of play. And now it's an even 2-ball, 2-strike count. And Louisville takes the 3-2 win over Iowa. Final in Buffalo, 2-1 winners over Scranton Wilkins, and hits another blooper up and over the netting and the grandstand roof, and it's out of play. 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2 outs in the bottom of the eighth for Jacksonville. And the 2-2 again from Woods. Diaz swings and another breaking ball. Lifts it foul up and over the netting behind home plate. He stays alive. Game two between Buffalo and Scranton Wilkes-Barre coming up soon. Bottom of the third in Memphis. Tie game 4-4 with Omaha as the 2-2 fastball misses high and away for ball three. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Lewin Diaz. 1-1 ball game in the fourth between Indianapolis and Columbus. And the payoff pitch home to Diaz, and he swings. It's a hard bouncing ball foul down the first baseline. What a play by Jose Ceballos. Caught that ball off the carom near the camera well in the first base dugout. Reached out with one hand, barehanded it, and did a little spinaroo before he handed it to a young fan sitting right on the field level seats. Down the first base line. The second payoff pitch. Diaz swings. It's a little pop-up foul, this time to the left side, and that'll get into the stands. We'll reset and do it again. 4:05, a doubleheader between Worcester and Syracuse. That's the first pitch time in game one. 6:35 between Norfolk and Durham and St. Paul and Toledo. 3-2. Diaz swings through a fastball outside corner for strike three. And William Woods has the cleanest inning by a Gwinnett pitcher today. 3 up, 3 down, 3 strikeouts. And that'll do it for Jacksonville in their half of the eighth. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base. We go to the final frame with Jacksonville up 9-1 over the Gwinnett Stripers on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network from FIS.
Join Bistar Credit Union for every Wednesday Jumbo Shrimp home game at 121 Financial Ballpark as they partner with local nonprofits to raise awareness and funds throughout the night through ticket sales and launch a ball promotion. Additionally, Bistar Credit Union members can get a buy one, get one ticket special each Wednesday debit card at the Miller Electric box office. That's Bistar Good as Everywhere Wednesdays.
Affordable family fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, a personal service representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com. Again, that phone number is 904-358-2846.
Whether you're getting a group or friends together or entertaining your clients and employees, 121 Financial Ballpark is the place to be. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information on our special group rates for hosting birthday parties, corporate outings, team building activities, and civic organization events. That's 904-358-2846 for Jumbo Shrimp Group and picnic specials all season long at 121 Financial Ballpark.
This is Jacksonville infielder Charles LeBlanc. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN.
Back for the top of the ninth, and Scott, new pitcher on the mound. Quite a comfortable lead for Jacksonville heading into the final frame here.
Yep, and that new pitcher, Tommy Evel, and that comfortable lead is 9-1 in the top of the ninth. So Goslin, Valenka, Contreras, Evel first base side, the tall righty, set near the belt, tie leg kick, and a fastball strike, and then he's inside corner, nothing and one. It has been an awesome game. If you're a Jumbo Shrimp fan, if you're a Striper supporter, there's always tomorrow, I guess. No balls and one strike, and the pitch, fastball low and away. 1-1, 7:05 tomorrow. Jeff Lindgren and Haciel De La Cruz in that matchup. But for Jacksonville, they scored 5 in the first. 1-1, swing and a miss. 1-2. Lewin Diaz and Charles LeBlanc went yard in that first inning. Diaz doubled in a run in the second. Sacrifice fly in the third for Gwinnett, made it 6-1. 1-2, line foul to the screen behind home plate, and we'll do it again. And LeBlanc hit his second home run in the fifth inning, a 3-run shot. So he's driven in 6 in the game. And Jacksonville leads 9-1 on their way to their fifth consecutive win. 1-2. Popped up. Foul territory. First base side. Diaz, the first baseman, gives it a look. This one into the seats for a souvenir. And another 1-2 upcoming. Braxton Garrett kind of lost in all of this. Seven innings, one unearned run against him. 1-2. Swing and a miss and a high fastball, strike three. So Evald fans, Gosselin, one down in the ninth inning. And again, the juxtaposition here is pretty clear. Jacksonville's about to win their fifth straight game in dominant fashion, outscoring their opponents 40-10 in that span. And Gwinnett scored one run in the last four games.
And it was an unearned run, too.
Here's Valenka. Fly ball on the left. Not all that deep. LeBlanc back a step to his right a step, in two steps. And he'll secure it near his left shoulder. And the Stripers down to their final out. Coverage begins at 6:50 tomorrow, back on ESPN 690 and ESPN690.com. Three infielders left of second. Evald, high leg kick, the pitch. Fastball low and away, ball one. Fantastic spring. He was really a talk of Marlins camp to the point where he was on the taxi squad to begin the year. Said it was really cool. The 1-0 fastball, bottom of the zone, strike one to Contreras Arrighty. Did not love San Francisco a ton as a city. I think he is certainly more of a guy who likes the non-urban life. The 1-1, swing and a miss, and a fastball in the outside corner. 1-2, and now Gwinnett down to their final strike. But he, you know, is getting that taste, and it's hopefully only a matter of time for him to be up in the major leagues on a permanent basis. 1-2, two out here in the ninth. 9-1 Jacksonville, the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. And the count will level, two balls and two strikes. As he so eloquently put it, when the Jumbo Shrimp got him in Durham once the Marlins road trip ended, I just don't really want to see you anymore, even though I like you. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball in the outside corner. Strike three. Shrimp win. It's a romp. 9-1. And Jacksonville has won five in a row to push their record to an even 500. Evald strikes out two in a 1-2-3 ninth inning. Nothing across for Gwinnett. And the Stripers muster just two hits in another rough offensive performance. Gwinnett has one run, an unearned run, and only two hits today. And that one run, their only tally in the last four games. Jacksonville rolls to an easy 9-1 win. We'll get to the final totals next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
All Thursday Jumbo Shrimp home games are the best happy hour on the First Coast. Each Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser, means fans can purchase $2 12-ounce and $3 24-ounce Budweiser products on the Jacksonville Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Arlington Trail Rated Territory Oasis Concessions. Plus, fans will have to keep their ears peeled for live music at the Budweiser Tiki Terrace. It's Thirsty Thursdays with the Jumbo Shrimp, presented by Budweiser.
The Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store has all the Jumbo Shrimp shirts, jerseys, hats, sweatshirts, collectibles, novelties, and the biggest hat collection in all of minor league baseball. Located on the concourse behind home plate, the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store stays open until the end of each Jumbo Shrimp home game, and is also open during the week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on non-game days. Fans can also shop online at jackshrimp.com/shop. Get all your officially licensed Jumbo Shrimp gear at the Vistar Credit Union Souvenir Store.
Do you follow the Jumbo Shrimp on social media? If not, you're missing out on all the fun. You can get the latest news, updates, and content from the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp by following at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. That's at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville third baseman.
Shrimp win 9-1 is the final score today. Jacksonville's fifth victory in a row, and they have upped their overall record to 507-7. Nine runs, nine hits, one error, six left on base, for the Jumbo Shrimp. And for the Gwinnett Stripers, they lose again. They are 5-9 on the season. One run, two hits, one error, and three left on base for Gwinnett. Braxton Garrett, the winning pitcher, is 1-1 on the season. And the loser today, Alan Winans, was really hit around. Six runs on four hits and two and a third. Winans takes his first loss of the year. He had been fantastic this season, and just a tough outing for him today for that loss. Matt Davis has the highlights and more on Shrimp Wrap, which comes your way next on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, presented by FIS.
The history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Hey, Jumbo Shrimp fans, come join us at 121 Financial Ballpark as we celebrate America's 246th birthday on Monday, July 4th. The first 2,000 fans will receive a 4th of July hat presented by Nimnik Family Dealership, and the night will be capped with a special patriotic fireworks show. Tickets are available at jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846.
Welcome back to 121 Financial Ballpark. It is time for Shrimp Wrap, post-game show here on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network. Let's get right to it. Here's how the Jumbo Shrimp won 9-1 over the Gwinnett Stripers. The Jumbo Shrimp got started bright and early, just like this game at 12:05. Brian Miller led off with a single. He stole second. Peyton Burdick was hit by a pitch and right off the bat put the Jumbo Shrimp on the board with another home run, and here's how it sounded. After that three-run home run, two batters later, it was Charles LeBlanc continuing his tear of the International League. He's been absolutely playing video game numbers as Fortes walked. Two batters later, Charles LeBlanc came to the plate, and here's how it sounded.
Jumbo Shrimp lead 5-0 in the first.
That made it 5-0. Jacksonville wasted no time in the next inning, leading one run, and it was just the Lewin Diaz and Charles LeBlanc show on offense for most of the game. It started with a strikeout of Demetrius Sims in the second. Brian Miller walked. Joe Dunan, who entered for Peyton Burdick, flew out, and Lewin Diaz did the rest with two outs.
3-2 in the pitch.
rocket down the right field line. That's a base hit rolling all the way to the wall in the corner. Miller scores easily around third. Diaz heads to second. A three-run homer in the first. RBI double in the second. It's 6.
And again, made it 6-0 after two full innings. Gwinnett was able to plate their first run, an unearned run charged to Braxton Garrett. That made it 6-1. That's the final time Gwinnett would score today. In the fifth inning, Jacksonville plated three runs. Lorenzo Quintana singled. J.J. Bleday doubled to put runners on second and third. And it was Charles LeBlanc again doing the work with his bat. After that three-run home run in the fifth, both bullpens shut out the opposing offenses. Gwinnett shut out after the third inning. Jacksonville final run scored in the fifth, a scoreless sixth through ninth. And that is how game two of this series went from start to finish, a 9-1 win for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Stay tuned. Shrimp Wrap continues next. We'll take a look at the International League scoreboard. Will also take a look at what else is going on around the Miami Marlins organization, and we'll preview tomorrow's broadcast. All that coming up on Shrimp Wrap on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network from FIS.
Jumbo Shrimp have a special for each Tuesday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark. Tickets are 2-for-1 at the Miller Electric box office. Each Tuesday, Jumbo Shrimp home game for Community First Credit Union members who use their CFCU credit card or debit card. It's Community First Credit Union's 2-for-Tuesday, all season long, featuring BOGO Jumbo Shrimp tickets at the Miller Electric box office. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Always a favorite on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, Friday Night Fireworks at 121 Financial Ballpark will light up the sky. Plus, join the Jumbo Shrimp and Miller Lite for Friday Night Lights for $2 12-ounce Miller Lite and $1 off all other craft beers in the Craft Cave from 6 to 7:30 every Friday home game. The Jumbo Shrimp will be wearing red on Red Shirt Fridays and also encourage their fans to do the same to support the military. Fans who wear red save $1 off their ticket at the 121 Financial Ballpark Miller Electric box office or can donate that dollar to charity. Friday nights at 121 Financial Ballpark are a blast with the Jumbo Shrimp. Get your tickets today on jackshrimp.com or by calling the Miller Electric box office at 904-358-2846. Again, that's 904-358-2846. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
This is Jacksonville catcher Nick Fortes. You're listening to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp game is in the books. We'll recap today's ball game and check out scores from around baseball and the Miami Marlins farm system. Here's your host for Shrimp Wrap, Matt Davis.
And welcome back to Shrimp Wrap as the postgame show continues here on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Radio Network from FIS. Let's take a look at what's going on around the Miami Marlins organization. And we'll start with the big club, Miami and St. Louis in Miami. First pitch set for 6:40 Eastern. It'll be Miles Michaelis taking on Sandy Alcantara for the Marlins. Sandy Alcantara 1-0 with a 3.18 ERA this season. Michaelis 1-0 with a 2.61 ERA. The International League AAA affiliate, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, winners 9-1 over the AAA affiliate for the Atlanta. Beautiful day offensively for Jacksonville. Home runs courtesy of Charles LeBlanc, Lewin Diaz. Beautiful job pitching on the mound. 7 great innings for Braxton Garrett. Just one
unearned run. He also tallied four strikeouts, but just absolutely fantastic performance for Braxton Garrity. Improves to 1-1 on the season. We go to the AA Southern League, where the Pensacola Blue Wahoos have a first pitch with the Montgomery Biscuits at 7:35 Eastern. High A Beloit, the Sky Carp. Today, they fell yesterday to South Bend. Today, they have a first pitch at 7:05 Eastern on the road in South Bend. And the Florida State League affiliate, the Low A Jupiter Hammerheads, have a first pitch at 6:30 Eastern in Jupiter with the St. Lucie Mets. Taking a look at the International League scoreboard. Couple of finals to tell you about. And more games in progress and some late game action tonight. Well, let's get to the finals. Louisville takes the 3-2 win over Iowa. Again here at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark, Jacksonville takes the 9-1 win over Gwinnett. Game 1 of their doubleheader, the Buffalo Bisons take the 2-1 win over Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Game 2 getting underway soon. Top of the 5th in Memphis. The Redbirds and the Omaha Storm Chasers are tied at 5. Indianapolis has a 3-2 lead over the Columbus Clippers. That game in the bottom of the 4th. Later this afternoon at 4:05, a doubleheader starting with the Syracuse Mets and the Worcester Red Sox. Second game will start 30 minutes after the completion of Game 1. At 6:35 Eastern, the Norfolk Tides have a first pitch with the Durham Bulls from Harbor Park in Norfolk, Virginia. 6:35 Eastern, the Toledo Mudhens have a first pitch with the St. Paul Saints. And later tonight, 7:05 Eastern, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs hosting the Rochester Red Wings, and the Nashville Sounds taking on the Charlotte Knights at 7:35 Eastern from Nashville. For Scott Kornberg, for everybody with the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, thank you all for tuning in this afternoon. A great game and a great win by the Jumbo Shrimp. We look forward to talking with you all again soon. Let's preview tomorrow's broadcast. It'll be a 7:05 first pitch. Tomorrow for Gwinnett will be Jaceel De La Cruz, and Jeff Lindgren will get the start for Jacksonville. Again, for everybody here, I am Matt Davis saying thank you so much for tuning into this edition of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. And again, we look forward to talking with you all tomorrow. 7:05 first pitch and a 6:50 pregame show for all of us. I'm saying good night. Have a great rest of your Wednesday afternoon. It's 2:45. Beautiful weather here in Jacksonville, Florida. Beautiful blue skies and an incredible weather to go enjoy the rest of your Wednesday afternoon. So long, everybody, from 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. We'll talk with you all tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this presentation of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Thanks to Ken Babby, Jim Fander, John Carlson, Harold Craw, Noel Blaha, Linda McNabb, and the rest of the Jumbo Shrimp front office staff for their support. For more information on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, visit jackshrimp.com. Once again, thanks for joining us on the Jumbo Shrimp Network.
Especially because you got the 2-day game.
Right away.
Mm-hmm. And I might have to do that because...